A pilot returns a Florida woman back to Florida after she refused to wear a mask. A Florida man said he wasn't drunk. He was just singing with his eyes closed when he crashed. A Florida woman set her car on fire after the police stopped her for driving the wrong way. And a new Florida bill would allow cameras in the classrooms. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian and the only daily weird news podcast that does Florida Fridays. That right. That's right. On Friday, we only do weird news from Florida. Yes, it's Friday. Let me lead you into the weekend with some degenerate Florida behavior. Whee!
Those bizarre stories you hear about all the time that seem to only happen here in Florida.
I know, right?
Can't make this stuff up. It is just one of the many wacky news stories out of Florida.
Why does the Sunshine State consistently produce such strange news?
But what accounts for all this bizarre news? Is it the weather? Is it the people?
Florida is full of the crazy stories.
A Florida woman refused to wear a mask on a flight to London, so the pilot took her ass back to Florida. I love this. The pilot's like, you know what? I'm not putting up with this shit. Not today. It's bad enough I have to step foot in Miami for a few hours. It's not the way I want to spend my day. I'll be damned if a Floridian's going to act up on my flight. We're going right back. An American Airlines flight from Miami to London this week turned around, headed right back to the U.S. because a Florida woman wouldn't cooperate. She refused to wear a face mask. Now, the flight took off at approximately 8 p.m. on Wednesday, and then it landed again at Miami International Airport at about 9 p.m., about 1 hour later. American Airlines spokesperson Curtis Blessing. Oh, what a lovely name. Curtis confirmed to the media that the flight returned to Miami because a disruptive customer refused to comply with the federal mask requirement, which is a very nice way of saying we had a situation with a Floridian. The flight returned to Miami. Why, Curtis? Well, I got one word for you. Florida. That's right. Florida. We had an incident. I'm going to call it Florida. How many Floridians have been arrested on flights this year? My guess, I would say last year, actually. I'm going to say the over-under is 40,000. 40,000 Floridians? Now, this Floridian, of course, was met with local law enforcement after it returned to the airport. The woman was in her 40s, escorted off the plane, did not arrest her, but the department spokesperson said American Airlines will handle the incident administratively. This woman has been placed on, oh, you better believe it, the airline's list of customers not allowed to fly. You're going to go on our not allowed to fly list for our airline. You know, these people need to be put on an like a worldwide not able to fly list, not just for that one airline, because then she can just go use another airline. Guys, come on. You want to keep Floridians off of all of the airlines, not just one. You know what I mean? Like, I could go fly Southwest right now. Chances are a Florida person sitting right next to me, I don't know what they're going to do. Take out their genitalia, maybe. There's a lot of questionable characters and unruly passengers from the state of Florida, and I don't want to sit anywhere near them, all right? I want protection. I want some guarantees that I want to be able to pick when I pick my seat on a flight. I want to be able to also pick a non-Floridian flight. Non-Floridian flight. It says here in the article, the rate of unruly passenger incidents reached record highs last year. As you know, in 2021, the Federal Aviation Administration received 6,000 reports of unruly passengers, including 4,000 of those incidents related to masks and 5,000 of those incidents related to Florida. Oh, gators, and they're smoking some smack. Genitalia, I think I saw someone's crack. It's fun to stay in Florida. It's fun to stay in Florida.
Yay!
A Florida man told the police he wasn't drunk driving. He was just singing with his eyes closed. A Florida man who was arrested on DUI and drug charges told the police that he was not under the influence of any chemicals whatsoever. Instead, he was singing with his eyes closed when he crashed into a road sign. Hey, he really commits when he's singing while driving. I can empathize. I go pretty crazy when I'm singing in the car as well. I oftentimes will drum very aggressively and violently on my steering wheel as well. Never have I crashed my car while doing such things. This Florida man's name is Zachary David Allen. I'm very curious. What was Zachary singing when he crashed into that road sign? Aren't you curious? Don't you want to know? Zachary is 26 years old. Maybe this will give us a clue to what the song could be. Oh, here we go. He told the deputies he was singing a song called Love Me Like You Do, which sounds like a Beatles song, but it is not. It is sung by Ellie Goulding. He was singing Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding. I'm not familiar with this song. Let's bring up the lyrics. Maybe we can get an insight into the mind of a Florida man. Okay, I brought up the lyrics to this lovely song that Zachary likes to sing with his eyes closed. And I'm reading over them, and they have a lot to do with the story that I'm covering in this incident involving Zachary, our Florida man. It says, you're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood alcohol level. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I want to touch. Referring to that sign that he crashed into. You're the fear, I don't care, because I've never been so high. And Zachary's so high when he crashed into that sign. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past our satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, so love me like you do. 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 Touch me like you do. Touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Cuff me. Put me in handcuffs. Put me in prison. I don't think this is really how the song goes, but in fact, I should probably listen to the song after this and see what I'm missing. But I think it's appropriate. Oh, can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What this Florida has been doing to me. The police stopped a Florida woman for driving the wrong way, and so she set her car on fire. Tampa, Florida. Authorities arrested a Florida woman accused of driving the wrong way on Interstate 75 in Tampa early Thursday morning. After being stopped for driving the wrong way, the Florida woman allegedly set her car on fire after she was pulled over. Well, just destroying the evidence, you know. Hey, ma'am, do you know why we pulled you over? Pulled me over in what? I don't see anything. There's a pile of ashes right there. What are you talking about? I wasn't driving anything. What? Do you see a car, officers? I don't see anything but a pile of ashes. This incident occurred near Fowler Avenue, and it closed a portion of the highway for a few hours. The county sheriff's office spokesperson said that this Florida woman was taken into custody immediately and the fire was extinguished, thankfully. The spokesperson called the incident a mental health crisis. And that is the end of the article. I got no other info. It's a mental health crisis. Yes, of course it is. Also, I'm sure there's chemicals involved because this is Florida, of course. So don't discount that chemicals could be involved. It's probably a combo platter of mental health and chemicals, I would say. What would it take for you to just light your car on fire right in front of the police? It's probably a combo platter of these things. And by the way, how do you even get to the point where you're lighting your car on fire in front of the police? I mean, you got that far? I'd imagine they just tackle you or grab you while you were taking out what? A can of gasoline, kerosene, douse all over the car, then take out a lighter or one of those like clicky barbecue grill lighters, those long ones with the long snout. I love those. Those are great. Those are what I use to light off fireworks because I'm afraid I'll burn myself or blow myself up. So how did she get to that level where she's actually lighting her car on fire in front of the police? How does it get to that level? You can't even put your hand in your pocket usually. They don't let you do that. Like the whole thing, step away from the vehicle. Yeah, now put your hands where I can see them. What happened to that? Put your hands where I can see them, and now you're lighting a car on fire? How does it get there? This woman must be a very quick arson, man. So fast she can light something on fire, like a magician. Well, you know, lighting your personal belongings on fire in order to get out of a crime, strange choice, but I can see where she's coming from. A better choice probably would be to say, officers, I'm okay. I didn't realize I was driving down the road the wrong way. I was rapping with my eyes closed. You know, when Eminem comes on, I lose myself in the moment. A Florida bill would allow cameras in the classrooms and microphones on the teachers. Florida lawmakers are debating a bill that would allow school districts to put cameras in the classroom and microphones on the teacher. This measure was proposed by Bob Rummel, a Republican from Naples. Here's a quote from Bob. I think if we can do it in a safe way to protect the privacy of students and the teachers, I think we should do it. I haven't heard a response, good or bad, from any teachers, but it's not their private space. It's our children's space as well. Now, there is one school district in Florida that is already doing this, according to the Broward County Public Schools website. Parents of a student can request that a camera system with visual and audio capability be placed inside a classroom if the student has a disability. This is permitted under a Florida bill that passed in July, apparently. It's not in every classroom. Not every parent has exercised this right. There are parents, of course, that don't want cameras in the classrooms. But if one parent wants it in this school district, the camera goes into the classroom. If 10 other parents do not want it, they actually don't have a say, which is creating a big problem in this particular school district. This raises a question. It's very controversial. Should there be a window into a student's classroom in the first place? Here's a quote from someone who's against it. You want to play big brother every moment? Come on, that's not how society should be. We need to get back to where we have trust, where we have faith, and we have conversations. We can work things out if something happens in the classrooms. To which I say, maybe not trust Florida teachers. I mean, I can tell you from experience that you can't really trust Florida teachers. This is a generalization. I've done a lot of stories on some of the crazy things that have happened in Florida classrooms. Now, I just Googled Florida teacher just to see what would come up. You decide whether or not we can trust the Florida classrooms without cameras. Florida teacher of the year arrested for hitting a pupil. Witnesses say a Florida teacher bullied a 7-year-old special needs student. Okay. A Florida teacher left her children at home alone while she went on vacation with her boyfriend. Great, great. A Florida teacher quits after yelling racial slurs in a classroom. And I covered a story about a Florida teacher that brought a karaoke machine to the classroom as well. That was my favorite one, actually. So I ask you this. Should we have cameras in the classrooms? Maybe in Florida. Maybe one could make that argument. But then, you know, some people are going to be on the fence about this. So I ask you guys, should we have cameras in classrooms? It's a good idea, I think, to protect the children from these Florida teachers. That's just my opinion. Call the show 646-450-2012. Florida man, committing crimes all over the land. He gets on the bus, it takes off his clothes. What drugs is he on? Nobody knows. Everybody's afraid of the Florida man. All right, another Florida Friday episode in the books, thanks to caffeine. Wow, my blood pressure is through the roof right now. Oh, man, I'm definitely breaking laws in this closet today. I want to give some shout-outs to people out there as we lead you into the weekend. Shout-out to Darcy, who owns a bakery. She's written me a couple of times. She's pretty cool. She wrote, she was referring to the prank call I made to that pet cloning business. She's like, Hermit Crab, Jonesy, loved it. Thanks for cracking me up, as always. She said, have a beautiful day as well. Thank you, Darcy. You have a beautiful day as well. I want to visit you at your bakery one day. Give me some free croissants. Oh, man, I love croissants so much, man. Oh, my God. Love me some croissants. Who else? Who else? Someone else sent me a message. Let me find it here. Bruce Harrison. What up, Bruce? He sent me a link to something. Oh, yeah. He said, hey, Jonesy, check this out. The Netflix animated series Big Mouth has an episode on all the weird stuff that goes on in Florida. Even a full-length song. It's called, it's season 3, episode 5, Florida. He says this particular episode involves a trip to Florida taken by some children. Keep it up, Jonesy. Haha, Bruce. Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for sending me some Florida stuff. This sounds like something I'm going to enjoy. I also had a couple people reach out to me about me trying to pronounce all those Indian names on yesterday's episode. Sherry Boone wrote me, Dude, I have to say, you trying to pronounce all those cities, names, rituals, etc. for the ritual murder story? Effing hilarious. Keep up the funniness, LOL, Sherry. Thank you, Sherry. Also, Kyle Mendoza on Instagram reached out about me. He said, dude, I was cracking up the way you kept running into new names, and every time you had to take that deep breath and prepare yourself to try and pronounce it, I was dying. Definitely going to look for more news from India to send you. Yeah, dude, send me some Indian news. Appreciate you, Kyle. You guys can always reach out to me on Instagram at Funny Jones. You can email me, funnyjones@gmail, gmail.com as well. Always call the show if you feel like it. If you want to express yourself, maybe I did a story that you want to respond to, you have an opinion, you have experience with it, 646-450-2012. Do not hesitate. We'll do one more. I got a nice email from Mary. She wrote, hello from Mary in Bloomington, Indiana. My night is not over, Jonesy, until I have listened to your podcast. When Saturday night rolls around, my first thought before going to bed is, my stars, no podcast tonight. So you see, I am hooked on you, Jonesy, and I love it. So please keep up the good work. And remember, you have some wonderful people who love you and love your podcast and look very much forward to Monday through Friday. From Mary, Bloomington, Indiana. Some lovely people in Indiana. I'm going to need to go have a beer with you, Mary. One of these days, I'll just make cross-country, maybe cross-global trips to see a bunch of you weirdos, have a beer with you, coffee as well, whatever you're into. I appreciate the support, by the way. When you write me little messages like this, it really makes me feel great. So thanks to everyone who took the time to let me know that what I'm doing pleases them on some level. So thank you. I really appreciate that. If you want to reach out, you know how. Social media is a great way as well. All right, I sound like a broken record here, but I just want to thank everybody. I'm so touched. I'm really, really touched when people write me notes like this. It just makes me feel so great because I make very little money at this, so I need something else to keep me going, and that is knowing that what I'm doing is people are inculcating it into their lives on a daily basis. They're making it part of their routine. I become part of your intake of healthy programming, I hope. It's definitely better than mainstream media, man. Mainstream news. Ugh, gross, right? This one is a little more levity. Make you laugh a little bit. Although sometimes I do get angry on here. Go on my rants. And I appreciate you guys for giving me those rants. All right, I can't stop talking because I'm so caffeinated. It's ridiculous. This episode is my energy. You can just totally tell I'm over the top. Wow. Okay, I need to take a, what do you call those? Melatonins? Come down? Xanax? What do I need? You guys got some, anyone got a prescription for Xanax? You can, the weekend. Okay. If you guys want to join the Patreon, you can support me. I'm putting up stuff there. I put in content in the Patreon. Patreon, support Jonesy. It's patreon.com/weirdafnews. And you can also go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Patreon banner or download the Patreon app and do a search for Weird AF News. And you can support me by buying me a cup of coffee or two every month. And you get access to extra content that I put in there. Most of it's weird. A lot of it's personal. Something that's going on right now is I'm collecting questions from my patrons. It's Ask Jonesy Anything. And then I'm going to respond in a very long video that I will put in the Patreon. So if you'd like to participate in that, you want to ask me something, go right into the Patreon and do that. Okay. I love you. I hope you're having a great weekend. Be safe. Be healthy. Come on now. Say no to drugs. Or not.
Hi, Jonesy. It's Luna from Texas. And I guess thank you for having a moment of silence for me. That just killed me. I was just sitting there working on a project for art class and apparently, Luna from Texas has a Florida man father, so let's have a moment of silence for her. Okay. Have a great day, Jonesy.
Hey, Jonesy. It's Michael calling from Iowa City. And you asked if anyone had any country songs that they could recommend that could convert you to country music because you're not a fan of it. Well, I'm not either, so I won't be the one to convert you. So anyway, you said you have one country song that you sing, I think a Garth Brooks song that you sing at karaoke, but I was flipping through the channels on the television the other night and came upon a channel called The Circle, and they have a one-hour program on there, which is live music from the Grand Ole Opry. And they were just introducing someone named Jordan Davis, and I don't know anything about him, if he's someone new. He seemed like he was a new young man, and he sang a song called Buy Dirt, B-U-Y-D-I-R-T, Buy Dirt. And, you know, I'm a conservative person and kind of live my life with the normal expectation of a person who's going to get married and have kids and live happily ever after. And that's what this story is basically about, you know, someone passing their wisdom on about what a person should do in life. And while that didn't exactly work out in the end for me, you know, I think that's what most people kind of want in life. I know that's not exactly your path because you are not doing the kid thing, but I think ultimately you do want to settle down. But anyway, when I believe that things happen for a reason, and I thought, oh, I stopped on this channel to watch this thing because I'm supposed to do something with this, and I knew I was supposed to see it to recommend it to my son, who's married and has just had his second child on Christmas Eve. And I thought, oh, I'm supposed to see this to recommend it to him. And I've done that already. But now I'm wondering, hey, maybe I'm supposed to see this to recommend it to Jonesy, because I think everyone, just not you, Jonesy, but all of the weirdos should check out this country song. It's called Buy Dirt by Jordan Davis. And so I would say that everyone needs to check out that song, because while it may not convert you to country music, it's got a good life lesson in it, and I think it would be a wonderful one for everyone to take a listen to. So everyone stay safe and healthy, and Jonesy, good luck with your life, man.
Jonesy, this is Jenny from New Orleans wishing all you freaking weirdos a happy New Year's.
Hey, Jonesy, this is Smokey. Let me do this first. Attention listeners, this is a legal disclaimer. Neither Jonesy nor Weird AF News advocates the use of any kind of medication or recreational narcotic substance or any kind of medicinal that would be illegal or legal in any state to alter your mind or the body in any way during the listening, before, during, or after the podcast. This would include any kind of drug, including marijuana, opiates, narcotics of any kind. Such examples would be cocaine, marijuana, heroin, methamphetamine in any state, especially the state of Florida, or anywhere in the world that the podcast reaches. All right, that being done, I was totally wasted when I was listening to your podcast last night, Jonesy, because I find that it enhances my listening experience. Now, that's just me. I wouldn't suggest it for anyone else. But anyway, I was laughing out loud when I heard you talk about this woman who was cloning her dog and spending thousands of dollars on it, man. And when you said, activate wolf mode for this wolf dog, I just imagined this dog standing up on its back paws with his front paws stretched up in the air and spinning around in a circle like Wonder Woman turning into her superhero. I thought that was so funny. And then the dog would just become full wolf mode and going into an attack. Like you said, you'd be worried that it would attack the neighbor's kid or something. Well, that's exactly what can happen with these animals. I did my research and I looked it up, and they said that all of these organizations that adopt dogs and cats and stuff that, you know, advocate for different kind of animals, none of them recommend that people own wolf dogs, because they say you can never tame a wolf. And any kind of hybrid like this, the wolf can come out at any moment and attack people. And they said they don't recommend them for any homes with young children or cats, because the wolf can just come out at any time and attack these animals and attack a child or a cat or any kind of other pet in the home. So if you got this kind of money, this Courtney woman that was doing this, I'm guessing she's probably a lesbian and she got lots of money and maybe even probably like a Subaru or a Volvo. Anyway, I'd say she should just go down to the local shelter and adopt a mixed breed animal. And that's what I would recommend for anyone instead of spending money cloning. Okay, well, that's just my two cents with Jonesy. So you take care, man.
Mary Ramsey.
Bye-bye.